Hey, I'm Peter Mudlin, and you are listening to Teacher's Lounge. And if this is your first time hearing our show, I've got great news. It's based on a really simple idea that we've all had teachers in our lives who helped us become who we are today. And every educator we have on this show, whether teacher, coach, or professor, is nominated by the folks who listen. We want you to be a part of the show with us, so please do tell us about the educators who've inspired you and the folks in your community who deserve a spotlight. You can email us with your nominations and tell us all about them at teacherslounge@niu.edu. Now, you may know that Teacher's Lounge is also a monthly radio show on WNIJ, and that radio show has exclusive segments you don't get here on the podcast, but in the new year, I wanted to give you a taste of what you're missing. Over on the radio show, we have a classroom correspondent, a teacher we interview every single month to follow a school year in their life. And we also have student correspondents. It's where we follow a group of students in a club, sport, or activity throughout their entire season. We've been doing this for a few years now. We've followed an upstart high school esports team, a speech and debate team with a storied tradition, and most recently this fall, we featured the drama club at Hinckley Big Rock High School as their students set out to put on the school's first fall play in over a decade. And that's the story we're bringing you today. This fall on the radio show, we checked in with our theater students every single month, and now we are combining all of those segments so you can hear the whole journey from auditions through opening night. I really love this segment. I'm excited for you to hear it. We get to showcase students and the things that make them excited to come to school every single day. And so, without any further ado,
we are late for a very important date. It's time to head down the rabbit hole to Hinckley Big Rock High School's first ever fall play, which is, of course, Alice in Wonderland. And it's the first week of rehearsals this week, and our young production already has, well, drama. There are whispers that one of our lead actors has dropped out of the show.
Wait, what part did someone drop out of? Was it the cat?
Trash.
Yeah, it was the cat, and I really want to be the cat.
Why
it's funny. It's like in every single part, basically. So
we need a new actor for one of our main characters, the smiling, mischievous Cheshire Cat, and they're even pulling some students back for second auditions for the role.
Want to do Elena?
And then Catherine, right? Or is that it?
Yeah, Elena and Catherine. Come on, Elena.
This is an important part, and since it's a new program at a small school, our director, Therese Magden, knows we need everyone we can get.
We can't afford to have anyone quit because we have 38 spots, 38 roles, and like 35 people.
Yeah, so some are doubled.
Some are going to have to double up, and so when a lead drops out, that's created a hole for us that
we
have to try
right
to...
Now.
All right, after some careful deliberation, I think we're ready to announce one of our new leads.
We had Cheshire Cat had a conflict and dropped out of the play. So we have a new Cheshire Cat, and it is...
Drumroll.
Elena! So, Elena, I've seen that cat's in every scene, so you'll be practicing every day.
Hugs and high fives all around, but it's time to get down to business. We're reading through Act 2 of the show today, and we're less than 2 months from opening night, and again, almost everyone is new. This is the first time in over a decade that they've had a theater program at Hinckley Big Rock, and Jonah is a senior who is our Mad Hatter and is joined by Xavier the Caterpillar.
I've been waiting eons for this. I just like acting. Never done it before, but still, it seems really cool to be a part of. I'm just glad I got to this before I graduate, you know.
Same. I have been waiting for something where I can actually express myself.
We're only a few days in, but Xavier says he's started to get a handle on his character.
Honestly, the first time I did the caterpillar here made the kid behind me almost fall over his chair laughing, so I think I got it down pat.
And they don't take it for granted, because they know the kids who graduated last year or 2 years ago would have loved to have had a school play.
My brother, he just graduated last year, and he was like, man, why didn't I get this?
For their director and advisor, Therese, starting a new program like this is actually nothing new. She's done it at several school districts across Northern Illinois.
Everywhere I went, there was no program. And so then you're like, there's no pay, there's no money. And you have to just brainstorming about how to pull it together. And then raising funds, fundraisers to pay for sets and costumes. And then you have to like convince the students that they want to do a play. Because a lot of times high school students are over involved and don't want to be in a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've had to like bribe and convince.
Yes.
And they do need a new sound system and some lights, so they're selling t-shirts and designing a game booth to raise money for the new program. And with so many new actors, it's also her job to instill confidence in her students. It's hard to memorize lines, let alone perform them in front of dozens or even hundreds of your peers and family.
That first time that you make 100 kids laugh in the audience,
yeah,
it's an emotional experience on stage.
It's addicting.
It is. Yeah. It's like, wow, that was really cool. They really
applauded.
Yeah, and just the fact that to make children laugh is an accomplishment. It really is.
Yeah.
This play is going to have them laughing all over the place.
Yeah.
And we just have to work at directing that, you know, and putting it together.
These next 6 weeks before the first curtain opens are going to be really hard work, but Therese knows they can definitely do it.
But there is a lot of talent here. They just don't realize they have talent.
Yeah.
We're going to find it.
And with that in mind, it's time to start reading through Act 2 with Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
We should wake up, you'd go out, bang, just like a candle.
And it's Teresa's job to give these first-time actors some direction.
You know how you argue with your brother just because he's your brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? And everything he says you disagree with just because you can't stand him?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Our Hinckley Big Rock students have about 6 weeks till showtime. 6 weeks until Alice in Wonderland debuts in front of their friends and family. 6 weeks until their first ever fall play. And we'll check back in with the production here on Teacher's Lounge. They are now nearly exactly a month away from opening night. And now that we're here in the home stretch, many of these actors are here rehearsing every single day.
On the nervous to excited scale, like where both. Are we at right now?
We're like maximum of both. We're cranking both ends here.
I'm always so nervous right before the show, and then after the show, I'm always like, okay, I can do this. I'm fine.
That's Trish. She's playing the Queen of Hearts, our story's foul-tempered monarch. It's a really fun role, you know, the fiendish queen swinging cricket mallets and calling for people's heads. And when I swung by, she and the rest of the cast were rehearsing scenes.
Everybody tries to annoy me. What have you been doing?
Please, Your Majesty, we were just trying to finish up.
I have some red roses, red ones, off with their heads.
Please, Your Majesty, everyone makes mistakes.
I don't. What are you waiting for?
We talked with Xavier last month, and he's playing a few roles, including the Caterpillar and the Knave of Hearts, who will eventually be part of the trial scene in front of the royal court for the alleged theft of some delicious cherry tarts.
Me? I wasn't eating anything.
They finish the scene, and their director, Therese Magden, jumps up.
Simple notes. This scene is actually 10 times better than it was when we started, but it still has problems, okay? Queen, your personality is getting better every time. Come on stage. But I have to ask you, is this a scene you almost have memorized? No. Worked on it this week, because the lines, and you're the key, okay?
She gives our Alice some quick tips on how to convey the deep confusion she must be feeling right now and shows Trish how she can swing that mallet around without distracting the audience too much. And despite some nerves, Trish and Xavier are feeling really solid about how the show's going, especially for a first production.
I am super confident in what I can do. I've been helping a tiny amount, but still a tiny amount of people on remembering their lines. Like, I know I helped Humpty Dumpty a bit, helped Footman, like the Frog Footman.
Sure.
And honestly, I'm just feeling really good about what I can accomplish.
Some of the actors are still working on memorizing their lines and how to project their voice for the audience, but things are really coming together. And that includes costumes and building sets too, including one huge painting right in the center of the theater.
I'm Ellen Williams. I am painting some of the scenery for the drama club.
Can you paint us the word picture of what we're looking at right here?
So this is a spooky woods scene. So I tried to keep all of the shapes of the trees very unnatural, very kind of curvy. Because I wanted to capture that kind of like unsettling feeling of being in the woods alone.
So the actors are feeling good, the costumes and sets are coming together nicely, and now all that's left is selling the tickets. And Therese says that has also been going really well.
Our opening night, Thursday night, is sold out, and also Saturday night, so all we have left is Sunday matinee. And I just put those tickets on sale on Tuesday because, well, they didn't want to do a third show. They thought maybe the interest wouldn't be as high as it is, but interest is way high. In fact, I've got kids coming saying, when's your next play? Can I be in it? So that's when I know, okay, I've got them. I've got them on board. So very excited about that.
And our actors like Trish and her counterpart, the King of Hearts, have gotten a lot out of this experience.
Getting to know people that I wouldn't have known otherwise. So like Trish, I wouldn't have gone as close to. And anyone here, to be honest, I would not have known as well as I do. I wouldn't have as much fun as I do rather than just going home and just doing my homework and living out life.
And like you said, the people are amazing here and everything. Middle schoolers are a lot, but they're adorable.
Next time we check in with our production, it is showtime here on Teacher's Lounge. And tonight is the night, opening night of the show. And when I arrive, backstage is a flurry. A Jabberwock rolls by. A certain clumsy Eggman comes running through.
My name is Humpty Dumpty. I'm a stupid egg because I am. Wait, is this zipper? Dang, I forgot to zip up.
And the production team is calling for mic checks.
Is my mic check mic?
So I duck behind the curtain to catch up with our friend Xavier. He's playing two key roles, the Knave of Hearts and the Caterpillar, and we're still an hour out from curtains up, but Xavier is already in his full Caterpillar regalia. Green face, blue nose, crescent hooded headpiece.
There was a problem with the actual hood part where the stuffing, there would be like way too much, and I basically could not my head back.
Oh, so you were like falling over with it?
Basically. And it was like way too heavy. But now that everything's in order, I think my costume is at its peak.
It's opening night, but they've already performed a few times in front of elementary school students, but this is different.
This feels like more nerve-wracking since, you know, it's not just a bunch of children, it's adults and children, and they'll get the jokes more. But also, we mess up, then it'll be kind of obvious.
But that's not something he's really worried about.
I don't get nervous like the way people do, so like...
That's an advantage.
Exactly, that's why I got the craziest roles.
Xavier was also curious if everyone had their lines down, and he says, so far, they're doing well.
People have actually locked in. People have actually tried to...
rise to the occasion a little bit?
Yeah.
They finish up mic check, and I wander back out onto stage, only to bump into Jonah, our show's Mad Hatter.
Got green fingerless gloves, a giant top hat. It's colorful. Nice pink-purple vest, pink-purple jacket, more maroon pants.
He says getting to do a few shows in front of the kids has eased his anxiety, but he's got a lot of people coming tonight.
Yeah, my own family and is going to be in the audience along with my friends.
But he's still more excited than nervous, and now the clock is ticking. Friends and parents are gathering in the lobby, ready to take their seats, and our director and advisor, Therese Magden, is doing final checks with the cast and crew just to make sure everyone is ready to go.
Because then you turn this way, right?
Yeah,
you got this on the curtain right now.
Okay.
Nice. Very nice.
1 minute.
That's where it's supposed to be. Cool.
So, yeah, stay back.
And now people are streaming into the theater. Parents holding flowers and themed drinks like Cheshire's Lemonade in honor of the Cheshire Cat. And right as the lights dim and the last seats fill, our director Therese takes the stage.
We want to thank you all for coming out and being our audience. We're very excited to jumpstart the drama program and the music program here at Hinkley Big Rock. My name is Therese Magden. This is Jerry Ann Day.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy Alice in Wonderland.
And with that, she moves aside, and so do the curtains. Alice takes center stage, and our show is underway.
Oh, Dinah, I wish you could talk, so I could tell you my troubles, and you could counsel me what to do. I don't know what to think or feel. Last night I was reading from Lewis Carroll's book, and it gave me such a fright. Have you ever heard of a poem called Jabberwocky?
Music fades in and out, and a dramatic scene takes hold. Hand-painted sets transport us to a dark and mysterious forest full of creatures most foul, and our hero with sword in hand.
The Jabberwock,
with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the Tolgi wood, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head, he went galumphing back.
From there, we indeed head down the rabbit hole, and we meet memorable characters like the Mad Hatter and the White Rabbit.
Here comes the rabbit now.
Dear, I wonder what time it is.
Overtime.
Then I'm late, and the queen will be angry.
Isn't she always?
And now steal the girl right after me.
They're singing, stabbing, stolen cherry tarts, and a lost girl who just wants to get home. I put my microphone away and just enjoy the show, which is easy because it is loads of fun. Our actors are not just prepared, their performances are enthusiastic and endearing, and if I didn't know, I would have never guessed that 95% of these students have never done this in their lives before and just started maybe 2 months ago. The music swells as our story comes to a close. Our actors take their final bows and the crowd erupts. The rest of the weekend shows are already sold out, and students have been asking Therese when they can be in the next show. So right now, it looks like theater's back at Hinckley Big Rock. Next month is our last conversation with our student correspondents. We'll have them take a few minutes to reflect on their journey into Wonderland here on Teacher's Lounge. This is it. The show is over, and this is our final conversation with our actors as they reflect on their first theater production. But first, I caught up with their director, teacher, and advisor, Therese Magden, and this is not the first time Therese has reignited a dormant high school drama club, and she says this fall at Hinckley Big Rock was a certified box office triumph.
We've had nothing but rave reviews, and they're just really excited that this is back. You know, now it's like, when is the musical and when's the next play? And so we're trying to meet the challenge.
Over about a weekend of shows, they ended up making $3,500 for the program. And that's great, because now they can take things to the next level. They may need new light and sound equipment, which she's also looking into grants to help pay for. Some of the curtains are dry rotted at the top. There is work to be done. But after this fall's success, they're excited about that work, and that excitement is spreading across the school.
Yes, our numbers are growing. Awesome. We've already got like at least 5 new people here tonight.
And now this is the first meeting where they've all come back since Alice in Wonderland ended. And right now, the students are deciding on what to do for the spring. They might do a one-act play or a musical number before jumping into another big fall play next year. Wyatt played the king in the play, and he was also the co-director, and he feels really accomplished, but it's also very weird that it's all over now after months of work and 100 hours of practice.
You built this big menagerie of characters. You have everyone here, not just in the play, you know everyone personally, even if you're not in the same grade. Those middle schoolers I know better than some of the people I know here at the high school. It's stupid. And so it's like this big family of a bunch of brothers and sisters, and all of a sudden you don't see them ever.
Wyatt says the show at least ended on a high note. The final Sunday show was their best show, which is great, but...
And then it's like, let's keep going, and it's like, ugh. Oh, like I was pretty sad after that.
Xavier and Jonah are two actors we've talked with this entire time throughout their entire journey, and they say the show still lives rent-free in their heads. They quote it all of the time to each other.
Anything from the play.
Absolutely. Oh, frabjous day! Kaloo Kalay!
In reaction to literally anything.
Most of all, the relationships are what stays with them, though. The new friendships with people they only knew in passing before, and even with the middle schoolers they didn't know at all. And Xavier says he wasn't sure going into it if he was going to fit in at all.
No, I thought I was going to be an outcast, because, like, you know, I've been doing, like, you know, I just thought that I was going to be the weird one, like, the only one that gets his, like, voice down.
But it turns out everyone was just as committed as he was, which really helps when you have to be vulnerable, put on a colorful costume and a silly voice.
I think that this was probably the funnest thing I have done this year, and by golly, do I still get compliments. Like, geez, oh my gosh. Everyone has a personality just as big as everyone else. And so if you stand out, you're part of the club. Welcome. It's called Drama Club. You're drama.
He says one of the things he'll remember the most is during the performance, hanging out backstage in their school gym, everyone laughing, chasing each other, and having fun waiting for their next scene.
You're just having fun with people you genuinely care about, that you genuinely also care about you, and you can be yourself.
They'll all remember that, the scenes that brought most of the whole cast together, and they'll remember the lines they forgot, but also remember how they kept going even when they messed up, because the audience probably didn't even notice anyway.
Because it's Wonderland. Nobody really even noticed if you messed up.
It was so it's supposed to be weird, so it makes sense if you say the wrong thing.
Exactly. Right.
Jonah will also remember all the hard work everyone who wasn't an actor put into the show.
I don't know. I'm really thinking about back to everyone who helped us with this, especially Magden dropping at least $1,000 purely on this show, along with the others, like multiple seamstresses.
Our makeup artists,
our sound helpers.
It was a fulfilling experience for all of them, one they don't take for granted knowing it didn't exist before this fall. They all want to keep acting in whatever way they can, and thankfully for the students coming back to Hinkley Big Rock next year, this drama club will be that place for them and hopefully for the students who come after them. Now, one last time, let's meet the cast.
I was Wyatt, I'm the king, and thank you for coming.
I'm Lily, and I was Alice.
I'm Xavier Quirk-Haynes, and I was both the Caterpillar and the Knave.
Jonah Challoner, and I was the Mad Hatter.
Those were some of our student correspondents from Hinkley Big Rock High School's Drama Club. Again, it was an absolute pleasure to get to watch their journey this fall, and like you heard, I got to go to opening night, and the show was genuinely really, really fun. They did such a great job, so again, thank you so much to them and to their teacher, Therese Magden, for the backstage access. And if you want to hear segments like this and like our classroom correspondence segment, you can follow them in real time over on our Teacher's Lounge radio show. It airs the last Friday of every month at noon on WDYNIJ, as well as that next day, Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and you can also find those episodes over on our website, WNIJ.org, for you to discover whenever you want. Thanks so much for listening to Teacher's Lounge. As always, please feel free to nominate a teacher in your life to be on the show. It's how we get all of our great guests. You can send them our way to teacherslounge@niu.edu. And wherever you're in the podcast, please do consider subscribing, leaving a rating, or sharing it with a friend. The best way to get even more perspectives here on the show. You can also subscribe to our Teachers Lounge newsletter if you're interested in keeping up to date with everything we're doing here on the show. A big thank you to the Northern Illinois band Kind Ofs for the music you hear each and every episode of this show. I have been your host, Peter Medlin, and we'll be back with a special episode of Teachers Lounge very soon. See ya.